Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Tuesday, Bishop Dag will continue to teach you how to avoid the pitfalls of pride by seeking the spirit of humility. People who become puffed up and swollen with pride are following the negative example of Lucifer, and in today's message you will learn how to avoid the same grave spiritual mistakes that he engaged in. Discover today how you can take the next step forward in order to go higher in ministry and how you can move ahead faster from today's blessed word. Be sure to also receive the anointings and blessings from a powerful time of prayer at the end of today's message.
Wow! Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. You guys are doing a great job. What a blessing. Now, this is an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And this morning I was sharing with you about master keys to the next step forward. Amen. And I believe that I shared 7 steps which are making up the next step forward for you. You'll be going forward by those steps. And those steps are: discard all evil and unholy ambitions in your life. No more unholy, like the devil said, I will arise. I'll be like this. I'll be like that. No more. Amen. Number 2, never forget why and how you were appointed, and you'll be going forward. You'll be going where? Forward. Yes. When we say why and how, who, through whom did you come here? How did you get to where you are? What brought you here? What's the reason you are here? How? Would you have been saved if it wasn't for somebody who came to talk to you? Somebody who was kind to you. Somebody who introduced you to the church. Somebody who gave you a tape. Somebody who gave you a book. I always remember books that were given to me free. A book of Kenneth Hagin. All right? Books of Kenneth Hagin. And those books were given to me free. That makes me always want to give books to people. Because I know you may give to some student somewhere, you don't know who he is. I was a student when a book was given to me. Changed my life. Connected me. I was immediately pelled. Yes. Yes, my device was pelled immediately. Is it not amazing? All right. Number 3. Never forget that you were created. You are a created human. You are not supernatural. Number 4. Put iniquity far from you. Every sin that has planned to take you down, in the name of Jesus, that sin, you see, is already defeated because you've isolated and said, you are finished. You are finished. You are finished in my life. Yes. This thing is over. Yes. And number 5. Learn to be confident. What is that? To be confidential and someone that can be trusted. Yeah. Many places you will never go. One day here, you are a radio station. Hey. Hey, bye. He is coming. She is coming. The one who talks. Yes. You never have such a reputation. You know why? Mature things cannot be discussed with you when you are a blabber mouth. Mature things. You'll never be told higher things. That's why Jesus spoke to the wicked people in parables. You see, when you don't understand things, because you are wicked. Yes. Kinder people are drawn nearer with explanations. Wicked people are told things that they cannot understand. Number 6. How many are sensing an advancement? Each step is taking you. That's the next step forward. Don't let your beauty destroy you. Don't what? Let your beauty destroy you. All right? Do not let your beauty destroy you. And number 7, do not, I don't know, really, that do not let your wisdom, says your wisdom was corrupted. You may be wise, but you got a slant. You see, there's a slant. You get what I'm saying? Slant along a certain line. What do I mean by a slant? You see, when judges are appointed, especially Supreme Court judges, they know that if the judge is from this party or from this area or from whatever, when he thinks and he reasons with a lot of reasoning and he looks at all the laws, he will always go right. Do you understand? And then this one, when he thinks and he reasons and he brings reasons and reasons and reasons, he will always go left. Yes. Because there's a slant in you. There's a slant in everybody. Many times I've had cases where I'll ask opinions. What do you think? What do you think? And you know, this one will think this, and this one will think this about the same thing. There are some people, how many you know what they will think? If you tell them something. Yes. So that means that we are already slanted. It's true. Wickedness in a person will never let the person see why somebody must get out of jail free. And some will always see why he must never go to jail. So that's why when there's a case, they say, who is the judge? So yes, they're all wise. They're all wise. But they are slanted. Are you there? Some judges don't like men because of what their husbands have done to them. When they see a man, they say, you remind me of something. You are finished as you have come to my court. Oh. As for prison, there you will go. The lawyer can talk. That's why they have juries. So that it doesn't depend on one man. Now, that is what happens to wisdom. Wisdom can be spoiled and corrupted. And even though you are wise, it's this way. That's why when you have a lot of girls, a lot of women with no man, they are thinking it's in a certain way. Yes. Because they have common interests. And all the mistreatment they have had from men or from boys over the years makes them naturally understand certain things in a certain way. Yes. So where there are many in one place for a long time, in a school, you see that they are all going a certain way.
For a long time.
Yeah. You can't expect it. So a balance comes in when you hear there's another side. So Satan's wisdom was corrupt. You have corrupted thy wisdom. Bring that scripture. You have corrupted your wisdom. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of thy brightness. You have twisted your wisdom. It's wise, but it's twisted. Slightly of course. A lot of good reasons. Slightly of course. Without uncorrupted wisdom, there is no reason why a woman should ever kowtow or kowtow. I prefer kowtow. It sounds more powerful. There's no reason why a woman should kowtow to a man. I don't see why. And the Bible says, submit to your husband. It doesn't, a lot of things will not work. But if it's corrupted by something, you see that you never agree to it. And your house will be more than a parliament. With 135 seats and 135 seats here. Yes. The only independent candidate may be your pastor. And if your pastor is also corrupted in his wisdom, then that's it. You are finished. No majority. Or if he's a type who will not say what is right, he will not say things as he should say them, there will be, he will just also say, I abstain. 135, and I've abstained. So that is it. Confusion. Because some people are afraid to stand up and say, I'm on your side. I think this is right. But they want to be Mr. Good. Mr. Pleasing. Watch out for those who never say left or right. How can it be? Are you listening? So the next step forward in your life involves making sure that the wisdom that you have in you is not corrupt. If you are an unforgiving person, you see that although you hear the word of God, you always have the right reason not to forgive. Because you see, be careful, wisdom of this, and that. Then do whatever. And you see that you have the wisdom of God, but it's corrupted. Yes. There are certain people I don't bother to even find out what they think. Because I know what they will think. On many occasions, I've tried to find out what they think. And each time, it's going one way. Yes. One time, there was a court case in a certain court, in a certain place. And I asked experienced lawyers what was going to happen in this case. And I was not experienced. All the experienced lawyers told me, this is what will happen. I said, oh, but the evidence is, oh. They laughed. All of them laughed. They laughed at me. And what they said was true. When the verdict came, it all went right or left, whichever, how you see it. There was no variation. I said, wow. I said, oh, yes. There's wisdom, but it's twisted. Your background can twist your wisdom. You see, even in voting, when you ask somebody, where do you come from? You immediately know how his mind is thinking. gone this way or this way. By just, so it means that the background of the person is already working. So even though you are wise, you are going always this way. Have you ever been in a car? Those of you who drive, see, when you leave the steering wheel, the car goes left. Yes, that's how a lot of wisdom is. When you leave it, it's just going this way. Yeah. So, my prayer for you is that in the next step forward, you will do things that are humble and opposite to what Lucifer did. Because all that Lucifer did brought him down. He's the first example and the greatest example of a fall from the highest of heights. Glory. In the presence of God, you see how great God is. You walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You are close. That's why Rejoiner said, you know, when he had the vision of the final quest, he said, you can fall from any height. There is no way you cannot fall from, because if Lucifer, who was in the presence of the brightness of God, could fall, how much we who are so much in darkness and in difficulty, what is our hope? So I am pushing you towards humbling yourself with humble steps. Yes, humble steps. Yes, humble steps. Accept that this wisdom I have, I'm always slanted this way. Yes. You know, if you are a young man and you are not married, all right, and you see a beautiful girl, juicy, a very juicy girl who has features that maybe you are not aware of have an effect on you, but it has an effect on you. Are you with me? Yes. Are you with me? I hope what I'm sharing is practical. You can relate to it. Yes. I'm saying that if you are a young man and you are not married and you meet a lady who has certain features which are attractive to you, but you're not aware that it's attractive to you, all right, but you are drawn. And then also because you are not married, you are hungry. You understand? So, somebody may come to you and say, this person is quarrelsome. Somebody may come to you and tell you, this is danger for 1, 2, 3 reasons. Decide. Usually based on your hunger, based on the beauty that you see, your mind is already going left. If you leave the car, it will go left. You're an average brother. Your mind, your wisdom is already. So that's why sometimes some of these things, it's good to even ask somebody, please tell me what to do. Telling you what to do is different from giving you principles. You see, you walk on the ground. You can walk, you can run, you can fly. Now, you walk using common sense. You want to walk. All that you need is common sense. Step forward, next step forward, next step forward. If you want to go faster in life, let's say you want to run, we use principles. We give you principles. The principles of, you know, let's say you don't find those doing running 100 meters wearing what I'm wearing, because the principles, these clothes will prevent you from running fast. They wear small shorts. You wonder if they are wearing this thing, bikinis. Even the brothers are wearing bikinis. Because they are using certain principles to run fast, faster, aerodynamics. Then they have certain types of shoes that make them spring with spikes. And they have a way of running. One time I was in Jamaica and I saw this man who runs very fast. Not him, his assistant, I mean the next one. Yeah, he was training. And somebody was in front of him and he was pulling, I don't know, he was pulling him or, yeah, the man was pulling him and he was running like, it's like you're running against force. You are training, it's like these are principles. So you use principles to run. But if you want to fly, if you want to fly, do you want to fly? How many want to fly? To fly, you need instructions. Yes, instructions. Do this. Do this. That's why in every flying school, the teacher is called an instructor. And in every flying school, you have instructions. Press this button. Look, when you are landing, you press here and press here and press here. That's all. You don't have to apply principles. Let me see whether if I do this to the left and to the right to see whether the speed, whether it's faster. Hey, you want to be in a plane where somebody's trying things out? And many, many do not love instructions and do not believe in instructions. I have a mind. Why can I not use my mind? There are many times you have to hear instructions.
Thank you.
And do them.
Thank you.
And that's what people don't want. And that's why people don't go high and far. And that's why when they hear instructions, they pretend as though they've not heard an instruction. And the instruction becomes an argument. And therefore, because it has to be something you understand, a principle that you understand. So, that's why you see in Proverbs, it says, my son, hear instructions. Instructions. You hear the word instructions. It's to take you to the next level. Proverbs 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction, not principles. Not principle, not common sense. Instructions. Here, stand here. Stand here till tomorrow evening. You fly. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Are you listening? Yes. So, yes, all our wisdom is slanted. And that's why sometimes an instruction will come. Because your slanted wisdom is already going left. And you hear an instruction that says, this way, this way. And that instruction is what will take you flying higher. You see, if you look at what you feel like doing in this world, is to rise up and make money. Rise up and become rich. Rise up and do all that. And Jesus comes and says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things the Gentiles seek. But you seek first my kingdom and his righteousness. Wow. Yes, wow. Yes, wow. Yes, wow. Yes, wow is the answer to what you are thinking. Wow. It's what he's trying to say. Wow. Yeah, and he's not changing his instruction. He's not changing it, not for you or for anybody. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So, thank God for the next step forward. You know, I was just going over what I was sharing with you this morning. And I think that every anti-satanic thing, I think that is why when Jesus met the devil in the wilderness, anything the devil told him, no. Well, the devil actually suggested some good ideas. The devil's suggestions were actually, some of them were quite good. I mean, turn these stones into bread. I mean, what? Because it was time for dinner. It was, he has been fasting and he was breaking his fast. I mean, and he said, turn the stone into bread. I mean, why not? Then also go up to the top there and see all the nations. I mean, have an overview of your mission. Have an overview. I mean, during the election, this Joy FM and City and other these stations, they were all presenting an overview of the elections. I mean, it always pays to have an overview. And Jesus was just being asked to have an overview. Why not? Then he asked him to fly. You know, like, try flying. Use power. You're about to start your supernatural ministry. People will even see. A man who can fly. Wow! This is really power. Power for power. But I think that Jesus knew that if the devil, if you are the one saying this, no matter what it is, once it's coming from you, I will never do this thing. Yes. Yes. Once it's coming, just because it's from you, I don't obey the voice of the devil. And that times that I've heard the voice of the devil and I know that this is what the devil wants me to do. And because it is the devil who wants me to do that particular thing, I don't want to do it. Yes. And in your life, you are going to come across situations like that. You see that, this is the devil's aim. This is the devil's aim. He has targeted you. And this is what he actually was. So, not even for a feeling, but because that is your aim, that particular thing, I will not do it. Yes, I will not do it. You see, one of the things about the devil is that he wants you to become Judas. Yes. Like we are all together, then you come out and become some way. It's a satanic ploy. It's a master plan for a long-term distraction for everybody sitting here. So that's why there are certain things. This particular thing, I will not do it. I can do other things, suggest other things. But this one, I will not do it. God will find me here to the end. I told the brother, I said, look, let me tell you something. You think I'll turn against you. I will never turn against you. Yes. Because I know what the enemy. I will never be against you. Yeah. Because I know that that's what the devil wants. No, no. Don't worry. For that particular, maybe something else, but not that. When the devil brings certain suggestions, you have to know this particular one. Try another suggestion, but this one, no. Yes. So you don't find the devil tempting Jesus directly after that. He used priests. After that, he used pastors. Yes. The pastors were the ones who were speaking. It's like to disguise it. Because he came plainly at the beginning and said, no. You dear. Your suggestion will never be followed. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Is it fantastic? Turn with me to Ezekiel 28. Beautiful. Ezekiel 28. Verse 11. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Cyrus and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum. In other words, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, you know, pride comes to beautiful people and people who are good at things. You see, one of the points this morning I wanted to make was about pride. But I didn't want to make the point because it would take a little bit of explanation. And I'm just saying that, like I said, this is a short Bible study. Satan's fall should be a revelation to him that he was proud. You see, any kind of fall or lowering is a revelation of pride. Because there will be no lowering until there is pride. Do you understand? Yes. There will be no falling unless there is pride. And pride comes to when things are beautiful and good. Thou sealest up the sum. The sum. You are perfect. You are good. Now, you see, people like this will say, me? What are you talking about? Yes. You know what I want to say to you? Because pride is so invisible, and as I'm preaching, I can point out, if I sit with you personally to talk to you about pride, almost everybody will say no. Because I'm experienced talking to people. I'll sit with you and explain, and you'll never see. The great revelation of pride is your lowering. Anything that has lowered you or lowers you reveals your pride. Yes. It reveals that you are proud. Because pride comes before a fall. If you read the next verse, 28:13, look at what it says. You are in Eden. It's another reason for pride, the places you've been. Yes. You know, a brother who has only been in Sunyani or Brekum before, do you see, has never actually even been to Accra to get to Kotoka Airport before you see the way out. You see that his attitude is different from somebody who has been to London 4 times.
Exactly.
Thou hast been in Eden. Thou hast been in Eden. Everybody who comes close to me, I watch them. Some are affected by coming close. Some become familiar. Oh, yes. Some of the people who come close to me become familiar. Some is, thou hast been in Eden. You got used to it. Yes. You know, I remember, I think I told you this morning, there was a man of God. A pastor spoke to a man of God. And he told, because the man of God was a great man of God. And he told the man of God that you have seen in your life 2 people who don't appreciate that they are nothing without you. Number one is your wife and number two is your assistant. They don't realize. Yeah, he told the man of God to his face. He said, they don't know. They are filled with familiarity. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden. Which of us has been to Eden? Bring your ticket and show me. Where did you go to Eden? When did you go to Eden? The places you've been greatly affect you. That's why part of my 18 people. Even to be a bishop, you must be in certain places.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, every bishop must be an international traveler.
Okay.
It's part of their training.
Wow.
If you don't travel, if you have not traveled, because you need education. Yes. There are many times I've been in Korea, said, I'm with 50 people. I'll sponsor 50 different people to come. Let's go. It's part of their education. But it's also part of the pride building. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius. Now, jewelry and things is now used. Use it as clothes. Diamonds. The beryl. Jasper. Carbuncle. Gold. Wow. Money and whatever. As soon as you have a little bit of that. Rarely do you find there are few rich people here. Few, if any. What do you have? No, let's be honest. What do you have? When you are sitting here listening to me, what do you have? Yeah. Yes. You don't have anything. Yeah. When people are covered with stones, covered with gold, covered with whatever, you just sit down and listen humbly. People who think they are whatever, they have this, they have that. They feel they have a green card, they have a passport, they have a this and they have a... Thou hast been in Eden. You change. Your talking changes. Your attitude changes. One time I was in Colombia. In a hotel. When I came down to the lobby, I wanted to go and sit down in the lobby where you can sit before you go out. But there were a whole group of people sitting there. Americans. And it seemed that they were having a business meeting. They had flown from America I thought it was business. So I decided to go nearer, like I passed by, to sort of scan. You understand? You know, you see, you scan by walking. So when I went by, I thought that I would see like forms, documents. No, it was album, each page. You know, do you remember these albums that you have with the cellophane or see-through?
Yes,
that was how that, and it was fat. Several. And they were discussing. And each page was a beautiful girl. Sitting there, smiling, different poses. Yes. So my interpreter said, they have come to choose wives. They are looking for wives from Colombia because, and I said, why? Why have they flown from America? I said, no. They don't want to marry Americans. Said, the Colombians are more humble. Thou hast been in Eden. They have not been in America before to hear American talking. Yes. And American attitudes. Yes. So they are here for Colombia. They are here for Colombian wives. They are humble. They were serious. It was, they are flown American Airlines. They came. They were there. They were going through for wives. Yes. Thou hast been in Eden. You see, where you have been to before, it affects you. And you see that certain people from certain countries say, oh, why can I go to? So why can I go to Ghana? Why would I? What am I doing in Ghana? Is there jungle there? Is it safe? Is there this? Is there this? Is there that? The natives. Yes. Yes. You come and see. We have an animal here that cries in the night. It cries in the night. It cries. You know, you see that, yes, you are in the jungle. Where you've been, it affects you, eh?
That's right.
Thou hast been in Eden. So I'm just saying that all of us, these things, when you see, you realize that you are a candidate for pride, oh. So you just have to cool down. Say, actually, the way it is, I'm an average person. So an average person is affected by all these things. Right. You are not above average. You are normal.
Normal.
You are normal. It affects you. It affects you. I mean, when I first started to go abroad preaching over there, I was sometimes surprised by the attitude. I said, hey, is the person Ghanaian is talking as he doesn't believe in God, this and that, church, whatever. I said, wow. Small Abolochi that you have born. Small. Thou hast been in Eden. Pride. It brings about a fall. So, decide to be somebody who, although you have been everywhere, and although God has granted you the grace to be anywhere, you are low on the ground. You can be anywhere. You can stay anywhere. You can be at any place. You can do anything once it's for God. Yes. And you see yourself moving forward. That's what I learned from Reinhard Bonnke. There was no town. So at a point I said, so when he goes here, what does he eat? How does he eat? I said, when he goes here, where does he stay? How can he stay there? It's German. Do you know Germany? You know Germany? Where they make BMWs, where they make Benz, where they make Porsche, where they make VW, where they make Passat, where they make Audi, where they make all those things. That's where it's from. German speaking. He preaches in German, pure German. There's no part of Nigeria or any African country that was too far. I learned it from him. Oh, yes. Thou hast been in Eden. It did not affect him. Because many angels were in Eden and they were not destroyed by being in Eden. And I pray you not be destroyed by being in America, being in England, or being in anywhere. And any access that God gives you, you will not be destroyed by it. Yes. Yes. Some of you, small privilege, small access you are giving. Well, come around, come around, come around, come around. One day I was going to eat. I was in a foreign country. And I made the mistake of letting a particular lady from that country sit at the table. When either before, during, or after, she made a comment. I say that something. I say, hey, this were a few minutes I've allowed you to sit here. You are analyzing what I eat and how I eat.
Oh.
Thou hast been in Eden. You are sitting at my table. Eating and you are talking like this. I shouldn't have allowed you. That's why you not easily get a chance to be around. So, the next step forward is to determine it will not change me. I remember one day, as a medical doctor, I was not a medical doctor. I mean, I had finished housemanship. I don't know how old my sons were. I put them in my car and I said, this morning at dawn, I'm taking you to Kolebu. So I carried them, my children, in a car, and I drove to Kolebu with my guitar. I'm not talking about when I was a student. I'm talking about when I was already, I was a pastor, long time, finished long ago. And I said, when I was a student, I could stand here and preach at dawn And now, I can stand here again and preach. I still can. The fact that I've been in Eden. Do you know the places I've been in? I've been in many places. Oh, yes. Yes. Many, many, many countries. I don't know how the airport itself is because I go through the VIP of almost every country. Yes. I don't know how the actual airport is. Unless they don't have a VIP. That's Eden. Small privilege. Small Eden. When you go and see that you've changed. Ooh. One day I saw somebody misbehaving. Small Ablochi. The person was in England or the person was somewhere. I told the person, I said, listen, this, do you know how old I was when I was here? You just came. I was here years ago as a baby, as a child. Small one, thou hast been in Eden. Your experiences will not spoil you in Jesus' name. Your experiences will not spoil you in Jesus' name. Have you seen that building in Australia, the one with the different white thing they show it on CNN? I've been there. I stood there to take pictures. Take. What again? I've been to Eden. Have you been there? You haven't been there. And then the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee. Can you change the version, please? Change the version. The version. The what? Your settings. Your settings. Your breast starts from the second intercostal space to the fifth. Extending from the midline to the mid-clavicular line. This way. Or mid-axillary line. Down here. Settings. And mountains. Mountains. Put the verse there so that we see what the verse is saying. Your settings. And your mountains. Where your cheekbone is mounted. And your eyes. Your nose. The settings of your nose. Your settings. They are all from God. Your settings. So what's the big deal? As you are walking about. It's God who made you. Where you are. Thank God. Always give him glory. But don't let it get to your head. Yeah. So a lot of boys like me. Because you are cheap. It's not because you are nice. You are cheap. You are easy. Look, the reason why people eat roasted plantain and groundnut a lot. It's not because it is nice, but it is cheap. You are cheap. That is why. It's not that you are nice. Marata kapaso barababa. Brother, you think a lot of girls like, so media, girls fall for me easy. Girls fall for me. I don't know why. It's because you are a dragon. You are a dragon in the spirit. You are a dragon, I'm telling you. You are a dragon. It's true. Oh, when I just stand and I smile on the, they'll be coming, they'll be coming, they'll be coming, they'll be coming, they'll be coming. It's because you are a dragon in the spirit. You are drinking the blood. It says, of these are such which lead silly women laden with sins. You are of an evil grouping in the Bible, creeping into houses and leading captive silly women. It's an evil group you are in. It's an evil group you are in. It's an evil group you are in. That's why you have a long list of girls. It's because you are in an evil group of this sort, are they, which creep into houses. You creep in. No one knows, notices you are coming in. You are rapping your way to rapping your way, rapping your way. Leading silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. And you are proud of yourself. You are proud that you are demonic. And you are a destroyer of lives. You are the thief comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. You see, an innocent person, by meeting you, the person is twisted into a monster because of you. And you are proud of yourself. You say, oh, I don't know why. You don't know why? It's because of the spirit that is in you. It's an evil spirit, a thief, the spirit of a thief. You see the person without pimples, without any mark on the face. After meeting you, the person has changed. The personality has changed. The life, the face has changed. The attitude has changed. The person has been perverted. And you are proud of yourself. You are saying that you don't know why. You just be there. They come. They come. All of them, they want to sleep with me. Creeping. The girls, you creep. Read verse 5, the verse before. Having a form of godliness but denying the power. Religious people are like that. And of this type, in verse 6, they lead. Silly women. Religious people. And you are happy with yourself. So I don't know why. I'll be there and see that. They'll be crying. They love me. Like dragon. Dragon. Are you listening? Yes, I hope you are listening. I hope you are listening. I hope you are listening. Don't be proud of being a devil. Don't be proud of being a thief. All right? Back to Ezekiel. Is that where we were before we came all this way? Eden. Settings and mountains. The fact that girls are coming to you, you feel that your settings and mountains are drawing them. The way my chest is, it's like a cow meat. My muscles are like antelopes. You know, one day I was in I was in Kenya, and I asked the man who was taking us, do you eat antelopes? Do you eat them? Because they look very nice. He said, we eat, but the meat is not nice. I said, why? He said, because they are running all the time. The muscles are well developed. Well developed. Well developed. So the meat is hard. And you are proud of yourself. So my meat is hard meat. Your settings and your mountains. And your breasts. I shouldn't say the words, you see. all those settings and mountains, they are from God, and he should never deceive you that you are something wonderful.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. When I just stand there and I say, they'll be falling. They'll be calling, say, oh, Jim, oh, Jim, oh, Jim, oh, Jim. No. Read the next verse. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Who knows about anointing more than the devil? Yes. Who knows about the anointing? He has enjoyed anointing. He knows about the anointing. He knows the effect of the anointing. He knows. And what did he do with the anointing and the gift and the grace that he had? What did he do with it? Your next step forward is not to misuse the anointing that God gives to you. Thou art the anointed cherub. He knows anointed. He recognizes anointed people. That's why he picks out anointed people. As soon as you are anointed, you are a target. As soon as there's an oil on you, you are a target. He knows them. He was once like that. Yes. He was once like that. He was anointed. He was gifted by God. And he sees human beings with the gift and said, ah, this one. Wow. He hates it. You think you are special, eh? I was once special. And he hated I've been there. You think you are special. I'll finish you. I'll finish you. You become like me. Once anointed, now down. I'll finish you. He sees oil on people. Yes, he knows what it's like. You know, like those in opposition and those in power. If you've been in power before, they know how it's like. I've been in the presidency before. I've been in the vice presidency before. I've been in the parliament before. I've been in a convoy before. I've been in a pinipini before. I've been in everything before. They see, they say, I know all this. I know all this. I know what it's like to make announcements on the news. I know what it's like to do that. I've seen it all. They know it. And they look with desire. And the devil, he looks and he sees the anointing. He said, this boy is anointed. Sheesh. Yeah, you think you are whatever. I'll finish you. I'll twist it. This, you have anointing. You're a young child. I was once fresh and beautiful before God. Anointed. I used to sing. Wow. The next step is to guard yourself being destroyed because there is a drop of oil on your head. God has targeted to use you. He wants you. He likes you. He's chosen you. He's put something on you. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's why you are a target. That's why the devil wants to try with you till you are like nothing, eh? Huh. Even you'll be surprised at how young you are when he tries to spoil you. Because you're spoiling when you are young, it affects you later. And it sort of twists your direction. Devil wants to make some of you feel that you are done. You can't use anointing. Like, think of the number of times you've fallen now. But the number of times you've fallen now is your immunization. Yes. You know this corona vaccine, they are giving the corona to people. That corona vaccine is a type of the virus. They give it to you in a small amount to make your body react. So that if the real thing comes, they'll be ready to repel them. Yes. So some of the disasters you have had spiritually, they are to raise up antibodies in you against any such thing. It's like, hey. Hey, 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 hey. And when the enemy comes against you, you say, hey, stop it there. Stop right there. I know this thing. Thou art the anointed cherub. Wow. I heard Benny Hinn say that. Who knows more about the anointing than the devil? Yes, I heard Benny Hinn say that. Devil knows all about anointing. He can see those on whom there is anointing. You see, like me, you know, I can sense the presence of God with people and even gifts. And as a calling, there are some people I know they are called. There are some people I know they are called. Even as I'm talking, they are in my head. I always know they are called. When I talk to them, I know this man is called, this man is called, this man is called. Because you know it, because you have it. Because you experience it, so you know, you can see. When you know, it's like the politician, they know themselves. I know where you are, where you are. I was there before. I will be coming back soon. I'm coming for that place. I like that place. Kata Satosha Baba Basabara Bala Baba. You are an anointed servant, and the cherub who once knew the anointing is after you, but he will not get you. Because you are here to hear one step forward, and that step is far away from whatever the devil was. Never, never, never. The pride will not take you down. I have set thee so. I have set thee so. You know, when I grew up, it pained me that I couldn't preach in tree. Yeah. I wanted too much to preach in tree. When I hear tree preaching, it sounds so powerful. Not fancy, not gun, tree. Ashanti tree, not Ekwapim tree. Ashanti tree. It pained me. I couldn't. I couldn't even understand it at first. I can't understand it now, but I couldn't understand it. I see God had made in my settings. When I accepted my settings, I flew in my settings. Yes. And you see, there's an international church. Very, very, very international. Yes. Yes. Everywhere you look. As I'm working again, foreigners. They are everywhere. Beautiful. Your settings and your mountains. May you stay far from the spirit of pride.
Amen.
Yes. May he who has targeted you because he has detected an oil on you, may he be confused from today.
Amen.
Every eye that looks upon you to finish you off goes blind.
Amen.
Goes blind today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You shall not struggle to step forward and to keep stepping forward in God and in his will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and thank God for his mighty power. Thanks and thanks a million for all that you have done, dear Lord, for us this day. What a blessing. What a mighty blessing you're given to us. Thank you for a sad season of supernatural encounters. Matakapura bana shandala baba. Harabason tolomandali bebeke beledaba. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And we give you glory. Lift your hands. Be covered. Every oil that is detected on you by a demon, marasambo shaba, shall not be stolen. You shall not be cut off. You shall survive. You shall prevail. You shall take your step forward. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the calling. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the next step forward. Thank you for that beautiful oil that you put on us, Lord. Thank you that the devil knows that we are anointed and he doesn't want us to remain anointed. But thank you for your power. Oh God, your grace, your oil, your anointing. So beautiful. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. Jesus, we give ourselves to you. Take our lives. Take our days. Take our moments. We give you thanks. Thank you for victory. Thank you for the next step forward for everyone that is part of this amazing service today. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Ish. Kasato palaba. Shema kasando la babanda laba. How many realize that Satan has located some oil on you? Or ask somebody, you say he has located an oil. Just seen it. They have seen it. There is a gift. There's a call. It's a gift. He knows it. He knows all about it. He knows all about it. You know, now when I see people that are called, what I see is more like a battle for them. It's not even what they are called to do, but the fight over the person. There's a fight over an anointed person. That he will, you see, when God took Israel, he chose Israel, you'll be my servant. And there was a big fight. Yeah, there was a big fight. So, let my people go. No, I'll not let you be. Let my people go. No, okay, they can go. No, let my people. No. Everything. There's always a fight over an anointed person. Yeah. It's a big fight. Because the devil is full of jealousy. Where does jealousy come from? I would say, who can stand before an envious person? It's very difficult to be in the presence of an envious person. And Satan is so envious when he sees her. Because to be anointed is to be selected. That was the anointed cherub. Walk up and down. Privileges. Special things. Wow. When I look at my face carefully. My name is Heward Mills. How many Heward Mills do you know who are pastors? How many? How many have cars like me do you know who are pastors? How many? Look at my color. How many do you know? It's a wild thing to be called, though. It's a wild thing to be chosen. It's a wild thing to be anointed. And the devil knows it very well. And that's why you see that there's now a fight over your existence. How many sometimes feel that fight? There's like a battle about you. You don't even know why. It's because if you are ever to fulfill your calling, it will not be good for the devil. Yeah. You see what I'm doing? I can never do what you are supposed to do. What you are supposed to do, I can never do it. When I preach 1,000 times, I cannot go to Awutu Intin. What is that school called? Tintin? Wintin? I can never be. I don't even have not heard of it before. Somebody has to stand in the midst of the school. Of Kateko, of St. John's, of Kanata in their midst and save them and fight for them. Not me, because I'm not there. But if the oil on you is able to remain and you are able to come through the fight for your mind, your soul, your heart, and that oil is ever used. An amazing thing. So beautiful. The anointing is the most beautiful thing you can ever have. It's so beautiful to be anointed. If you take somebody like Benny Hinn, a nobody, the day that I heard him say on the TV, he said, I've never spoken to Catherine Kuhlman before. Never. But when he was like 20 years old, 21, when Catherine Kuhlman died, and they had the first service, Catherine Kuhlman Foundation. They called and said, this small boy, come and stand and preach. He said, who am I? And he started. Yeah, very young. There was something small on an anointed boy from Palestine. There was a time that any country that Benny Hinn would step in, it would be like Jesus Christ himself has come there. Yeah, it's true. There was a time like that in the world. Yeah. He was the most known minister in the whole world. That's the oil. That's the effect of that. That's why he always preached about that oil anointing. One day I met a man from Latin America. He told me, maybe Benny Hinn doesn't know this, he doesn't know this, but for anointing and the presence of God. He said, I've been there. You see it like something's on the stage, like it's a wind. He says something. Small boy, who believes in the anointing, presence? May you be filled with that anointing. May you walk in that anointing. May you have a voice that rings in the hearts of people. May your voice go into the hearts and the souls of men who are waiting to be saved. May you be empowered to save and to rescue people by the power of God. May that gift which you have been given never be twisted and destroyed by Satan. May the jealousies of Satan over your oil, may the envies of Satan over your oil and over your ointment never succeed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for you that the jealousies and the envies over your gift and your oil will never be compromised. It will never succeed. Jealousies will not succeed. Asahodomo sakas palado samanda bila. Watabo sa pradalisi mahamba shandala mamandala. Takapa sopata. Madi katpalazuma pranali beshibu kapasa baladariada. Thou was the anointed cherub. He knew it. He knew. And he knows it. Everyone who is anointed, you are instantly noted, instantly recognized as a target for nonsense, as a target for evil, as a target for destruction. Ah, but it will not work. It will not work. For your gift is preserved today. Your gift is preserved today. Your gift is preserved today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Atafribo samanja mandas balopre tamande paregeste paro salamba dobrotike bene talo manda la manda sapara dalla bada. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you. We thank you again. Thank you again for those that you've called. I see them walking on, fighting on, and not giving up. For they shall run and they shall walk. They shall strive on. They shall prevail. They shall not be weighed down. They shall not be destroyed by the envious devil and the jealous demon of destruction. The thief cometh to kill, to destroy everything. But I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Parazido, Shambazamandara. Yeah, those that are for South America shall be there. Those that are for the Caribbean shall be there. Those that are for Asia shall be there. Those that are for Africa shall be there. Those that are for Europe shall be there. For it shall come to pass, Taramoza Limbaramanda, that my sons and my daughters shall rise up. Ah, it shall be difficult in the beginning. But they shall prevail. They shall carry on. They shall rise up with the oil on their heads. An arrow, even though they are the targets. Even though they are the targets. They shall rise up and they shall come. They shall emerge. They shall break forth. They shall bud. They shall bud like Aaron's rod budded. Rasatapanda. They shall bud and they shall bloom. And they shall escape the darkness. They shall escape the soil. And come out. And come out of the ground. And bear fruit. And bear much fruit. Amasopa, for I anointed them, says the Lord. I called them. Amanda, yes, there shall be a challenger. There shall be a challenger. There shall be a challenger. But the anointing shall prevail. And they shall prevail. They shall overcome. They shall overcome. Mahagabaso, Marina, 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 Paruza, Maridibese, Mamba, Baba, 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 Parazabito, Paramazamidole. Fear not, my little one. Fear not, my little one. For I called you with a strong calling, and I put my drop of oil upon your head. Ah, for you shall be a better person and transform into a different man because of the anointing that I place upon your head. And you shall survive. Ah, walk in the next step. Walk in the next step. Oh, shed all fashions and manners of pride and puff-upness. Marasutara, shed it, shed it. Adaka tasava. And clothe yourself with humility. Darama. Desist from high things and high-minded things. And come low. Come low, come low, come low, come low. For I'm with the lowly, I'm with the meek and the lowly. Marasato barana, and my oil shall remain on you, on the top of your head. For as the Lord anointed me on the very top of my head, and I felt it, so the Lord anoints you this day. And as he took me from being an Achimota school student and raised me up to preach to nations, you are raised up this day with a loud voice. You shall speak with a loud voice and go forth with strength and prevail, 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 Lama Kabara, and roar like a lion. For so is my calling upon your life this day. Mashapasa paramada. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, pass your first test and move on to your second test. Pass your second test and move on to your third test. And pass your fourth test and move on to the fifth test. And pass your sixth test. And pass your seventh test. For you shall laugh at the enemy that sought to destroy you through the testings and the fiery tribulations that you went through. Fear not, my little one. Through much tribulation, you must enter the room of your calling. Through much tribulation. Through much tribulation. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you. Thanks and thanks again for all you are doing. For everyone that is anointed this day to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Every head bowed. If you are here, you'd like to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you. You want to be born again. Pastor, pray with me. Please help me to know God. Help me to know Jesus. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand high like this. And if you are watching, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus, also lift your hand up. If you lifted your hand up here, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus, stand up on your feet. Quickly. God bless you. And if you are standing, you need to come to the front and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.